It's time for your favorite radio show, Dalama Insights, brought to you by Insight Partners Africa. Whether you are a business leader, manager, or director, then Dalama Insights offers business insights that take your business to the next level. With Dalama Insights every Tuesdays at 07:20 hours and Wednesdays at 17:30 hours, you are guaranteed to take your business to the next level. For details, WhatsApp 0977-445-064 or visit our website www.insightpartnersafrica.com.
Good evening and welcome to the Dalama Insights Business Show. I'm so glad you could join us today and I hope you had a fabulous day. My name is Mokonki Mokonkela from Insight Partners Africa, and every week I discuss issues that affect your business with different experts and entrepreneurs. Regardless of what level of growth your business is at, the Dalama Insights is the business show designed with you in mind. Now, if you are an entrepreneur like myself, you most likely find yourself needing to manage and reduce expenses. And this is something that Biswell Piri faces. He manages a waste collection company in Choma, and he wants to know how he can manage and reduce his expenses. To discuss this topic with me, I have in studio Liapa Mbewe. She's a financial consultant and a personal advisor, and she's the co-founder and owner of Ascentify Consultancy Limited. Good evening, Liapa, and welcome to the Dalama Insights.
Thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure being here. Yes.
Thanks. It's very good to have you in studios today to discuss basically how you can manage expenses, right?
Definitely, yes.
Great. So before we get started, I always like to start with basics. And I want us to understand, what kinds of expenses do you, as an entrepreneur, find yourself managing? Just give us examples of kinds of expenses.
Okay. For starters, when you look at entrepreneurship and a lot of businesses that we have on the market, you find that it differs from business to business, yeah? But there's some that are unavoidable, yeah? So you find the fixed managing expenses, which is your marketing, which is your salaries, which is your, even just your startup capital and all those. So those are things that are fixed on your end. And you also want to look at expenses that will help you grow your business. Yeah. So your ability to understand which ones will benefit your business will almost differentiate which one is a good expense to which one is actually a bad expense, and which one you can actually afford to pump in your funds in. Yeah, because when you look at our current state of economy, even businesses are cutting back on so many things. Yeah, you find that if you wanted to diversify, you can't actually diversify. You need to narrow down your focus to a certain product or a certain service, because then you can't afford to pump in funds into each and every part of your business, because you want to maximize income from wherever it is that you pump your money. So narrowing down what expenses are going to benefit your business in the short term, is it in the next 6 months or in the next 1 year, is cardinal in every single business, because then you just don't want to throw your money and look at your when you sit down looking at your balance sheet and you're putting in funds into places where you're not benefiting from your business in the shortest possible time. Yeah.
When it comes to small businesses, they don't have much to reduce on when it comes to control of expenses.
Yeah.
For larger companies, you can say they are big, and yes, maybe cost reduction becomes an option for them.
That is true.
When going through difficulties in terms of the economy, like we are going through. But for a small business, what you have is already very essential to the survival of your business in terms of expenditure. How then can a small business like Biswell's look at, find areas where he can reduce expenses without affecting the operations of his business?
In as much as he's a small business or a startup entrepreneur, he needs almost the same insight as the knowledge of a bigger corporate. But in his case, when you look at certain things that he can reduce on, is if on Monday he uses certain routes to pick up garbage in, let's say, five or six areas and whatnot, ways of reducing expenses sometimes might call for him coming down and looking at where you're spending so much money, mm-hmm. and where you can cut back on your expenses with the very minimal amounts of money that you're making.
Okay, something I've picked up from you, Liapa, so far is the fact that he also needs to look at the income side and not just mm-hmm. managing expenses, isn't
true.
It?
That's very
and
true.
I think it's important for us to highlight that bit as well,
mm-hmm.
especially if you look at what's happening in the economy, where we see the cost of living increasing.
Yes.
And meanwhile, incomes are reducing.
True.
We see fuel increases, electricity mm-hmm. increases, and it's really hard for a small business to reduce
to
on
survive,
expenses.
Yes.
So
mm-hmm.
another way to look at this is not just by managing and reducing expenses, mm-hmm. but how else you can also increase
yes.
your prices so that you can have much more income coming through.
Definitely.
I think I'd like to add on, in terms of areas where he can control expenses, or how he can go about identifying areas to control his expenses, he'll need to understand the different types of expenses.
Mm-hmm.
And I think just to maybe drill down into the kinds of expenses businesses have, you mentioned fixed expenses.
Yes.
There's also variable expenses.
Mm-hmm.
So those are variable expenses are like or direct expenses, or commonly referred to as cost of goods. These are mm-hmm. critical expenses that you cannot do without.
No.
Because these are expenses that do with the product or service that you're
yes.
offering direct.
Yes.
So Biswa needs to understand that he's got very critical expenses, which are the costs of goods that he's selling
mm-hmm.
or direct expenses. And
definitely.
Those he probably doesn't have much control over, other than to try to increase the prices
mm.
because the cost of purchase of his goods or services are going up. So he may have to also consider revising his prices.
He definitely has to, yes.
Yeah.
And especially when you look at, in this case, if we're looking at Biswell, in as much as he can reduce so much, he needs also to look at integrated ways of making more money, ensuring that more money is coming into the business, yes. And in as much as we talked about narrowing his focus, he might also have to look at what other services can he offer to his clients, yes? In this case, we're looking at waste management. That means he's going around picking up garbage. In this case, can Biswa then now look at buying bins at mm. a certain price and then reselling them at a higher mm. price? Mm. So it's another product that you're introducing. Can he now start offering his clients garbage bags at a certain price where he can make some markup off it? So understanding that there are certain avenues that you can use to make more money, knowing that your business needs to grow at a certain pace, but also understanding that our economy is deteriorating at a certain pace where businesses need to catch up.
We are going to take a short break, and after the break, I want us to look at practical measures that mm-hmm. Biswa can actually put in place for him to manage his expenses. Let's take a short break.
You are still listening to your favorite radio show, Dalama Insights, brought to you by Insight Partners Africa. For comments or questions, WhatsApp 0977-445-604. Take your business to the next level with Dalama Insights.
Welcome back to the Ndalama Insights. I'm so glad you're still around and are listening to the program. In studio today, I have Liapa Mbewe. She's a consultant and a personal development expert from Assertify Consultancy. Assertify Consultancy basically focuses on business information consulting and mainly focuses on modifying already existing businesses and corporates and developing different projects with them. Welcome back, Liapa.
Thank you so much.
Okay, so before the break, we were looking at the kinds of expenses businesses incur
mm-hmm.
and how Biswa can go about understanding the kinds of expenses so that he can manage them well. But when it comes to practical measures, I want us to focus on the budgeting too.
Mm-hmm.
How can Biswa use budgeting to help him manage his expenses?
You need to ensure that you're sticking to a certain systematic budget and also analyzing it over a course of time. How did we do the past 6 months with the budget that we put in front? How much money did we make of it? How much was our disposable income at the end of our term and all those things? So revisiting it. Is it working for us? Is it viable? Remember, Mr. Biswell is into this business to make money. Mm-hmm. If you are not making money, you go back and you revisit your expenses. What is it that we're spending money on that is not bringing value to the business? Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Maybe to just add on as well, in terms of budgeting, Biswell, you need to make sure you have a simple budget for your business, and you need to make sure you understand how much money is coming in, how you are going to spend that money. That way you'll be able to be very disciplined when it comes to controlling your expenses.
Yes.
And you spend on areas that you've already thought about, and these are areas that are adding value to your business. And having a budget also actually helps you to save some money for a rainy day. So it's very important for you to actually consider implementing budgeting if you don't have a budget already, because it's a very significant way of managing and controlling expenditure. Leah, but as we come to the conclusion of the program, what are your last words to Biswell? How can he manage his expenses?
Okay.
Like your final word.
And my final words to Mr. Biswell. I think, like you've highlighted, knowing where exactly where your money is going is one of the key points to every business. You cannot randomly spend, and also you cannot look at how your neighbor is doing or your competitors are doing and trying to implement almost the exact same thing. Do you know how much they're spending those on those services? Do you know where they're getting, how much their vendors are charging them and all that? And also, like you've mentioned, I'm a huge champion when it comes to investments and savings. From the profits that you're making, where are you taking the money to ensure that that money is making money for you in your sleep? Yes, there are certain businesses, like he is running this business. It's a waste management. He's actively managing that business. He's actively involved. But also, diversification of your funds is very cardinal in every business. So when you make those funds, where are you placing your money to ensure that your profits are going in a place where you're getting returns that are very viable, like you said, for a rainy day. Even today, if you're we're talking about inflation rates currently in Zambia are moving at a high rate. We are currently sitting at 12.5, which is too high. Yes. So where are you putting your money to stay above the inflation rate? Where, how much are you getting off your interest? Are you shopping around for, like we said, bank accounts? Have a bank account that is that you're putting your funds in that is giving you less charges, and also find a good relationship manager. Right now, we have all the banks that are champions for small businesses and entrepreneurs. Get yourself a relationship manager that will help you in terms of your income and your profits that you're making. So if he's bringing in 15,000 per month and all, ensuring that 15,000 is not dormant, seated there, losing out. Because if we're talking about inflation, means his 15,000 is losing out every single month. 15,000 today has not the same value at the end of the year.
Okay.
So ensuring that you're placing your money in different vehicles that will get you, investment vehicles that will get you an interest at the end of the year, is extremely cardinal for Mr. Biswell.
Yes. Thank you so much, Liapa. We've come to the end of the Ndalama Insights radio program. And what's really stood out from my discussion with you today is Biswell should not just focus on controlling his expenses. You've really much emphasized on him also focusing on increasing his revenue and ensuring that his income is earning a higher return.
Definitely,
over the inflation
yes.
rate.
Mm-hmm.
So Biswell, you also need to focus on your income and make sure that wherever it's sitting, it's earning you a return.
Mm-hmm.
And that's advice from Liapa. I thank you for finding time to be with us
thank
on the Ndalama
Insights.
Thank you so much
for having me. Thank you so much.
Yeah. So dear listener, if you enjoyed today's episode, please join us on Facebook. You can find our Facebook group by going to Inside Partners Africa's Facebook page and just click visit group, and we are going to be part of a network of Ndalama Insight listeners. Please take note of next week's episode, where I discuss how can I manage my profits and reinvest in my business with Mr. Ross Kasekili.
That was your favorite radio show, Ndalama Insights, brought to you by Insight Partners Africa. If you missed anything, visit www.insightpartnersafrica.com for recorded episodes and join the Ndalama Insights Facebook page for upcoming topics. For comments and questions, WhatsApp 0977-445-604 or visit our offices at 6054 Sibweni Road, North Mint in Lusaka.